The riot had happened on a Saturday night. Word began to trickle to the 761st late. No one believed it at first. An unfortunate black private wandered into a barrack and said he had overheard two officers talking about the riot, and that the news of black soldiers being killed by white law enforcement had been greeted with a wall of jeers. They threw gear, books, and towels at the poor soul, and then gave him an ignominious farewell, tossing him head first from the barrack. They were soldiers, for Christ's sakes. Shit like that didn't happen in the U.S. Army. The day after the riot was Sunday, and after chapel, around 11 a.m., the horrifying reality had been confirmed. Everyone in the 761st had a sickness in their guts that felt like wildfire stomach ulcers, cramping and agony, the indelible pain sculpted in their faces with the chisel of unimaginable betrayal. To a soldier, they had all lived with bigotry, but this was something else, something indescribably grotesque.
Besides the incompatible behaviors mentioned, managers and employees alike often use a distorted decision-making process. They have biases and favorites, but unlike horses, humans have value systems that affect their decisions. Based on their values and priorities, humans often pick their favorite person or option very early in the process, but then pretend to keep searching. Next, they distort new alternatives and construct a set of criteria that make the favorite decision look superior. This decision-making model was dubbed the implicit favorite and documented in a well-known study of job selection by students graduating from MIT's Sloan School of Management. The author discovered that most students quickly identified the job that was most desirable to them, but pretended to search even after receiving an offer from their preferred company. It became apparent that additional jobs were being used to justify their favorite as the best possible selection. They looked toward the doorway and saw Nathan standing in it. He was as filthy and bloodied as Margarita, but suffused with a peculiarly optimistic spirit. He looked at Julie. "First off, nobody could have done better than Red. Second, I think Ruby escaped. Thirdly, I didn't. The lizards had my sorry ass big time. But I got rescued by a very interesting trio." He stepped in and motioned to those still outside the doorway. The three with the shiny skin and the strangely colored eyes entered. They examined the resistance gathering and glanced around to take stock of the room. Julie and all the others sensed that an unsettling new presence had arrived among them. Julie immediately noticed that the newcomers were slightly wounded, but Streetsy's eyes went wide as he pointed at Brikey.
"Whoa! Hang on! If that's her blood, how come it's yellow?"
Gary had seen that Aiden's blood seemed to be thick and white. Isabel was stunned by something else unearthly and instinctively crossed herself.
"Madre mia! Look at their eyes!"
Nathan smiled. "Yeah, we'll get to all that. But first, may I present for your approval Aiden, Kata, and Brikey." The resistance gang all studied the three with wary uncertainty. Then Nathan looked again at Julie. "Remember that distress call you sent out 20 years ago? He grinned broadly. "Well, guess what? They got it." This is about a show that has millions of fans all over the world. Did you know that Star Trek is broadcast in 103 different countries? Footnote: all I can say is that you haven't lived until you've seen Star Trek The Next Generation dubbed in German. It's frightening and hilarious at the same time, especially when anyone says Worf. Did you know that the Trek movies have grossed about $1 billion since the first one? Go to Universal Studios and you'll see rides based on the movies. This thing is out of control. By the way, you should know something before we go on. I am a Star Trek fan. I have been one since I first saw the show when I was 5 years old. To me, Captain James Tiberius Kirk and Mr. Spock represented the best qualities of humanity. They exemplified the warrior code: honor, courage, intellect, compassion. In addition, the show depicted a future in which rationality triumphed over passion, and mankind learned to do away with war, poverty, and disease. Also, they put the female crew members in really short skirts.